Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Idle Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan, and I'm your host.
Hey, everyone. I'm Ashley. And on February 24th, Lucas came out of the SM dungeon and released his own Instagram, his own YouTube channel, and two 20-minute documentaries on that YouTube channel. So I just want to say welcome back to the world, Lucas. We missed you a lot.
Didn't he get booted from SM?
I thought he did, honestly. He's been on hiatus since August 2021 from that scandal with his ex-girlfriends. And so he got kicked out of NCT. He got put in the dungeon. And honestly, I thought he was never going to come back. Like, we did a poll, remember, a couple episodes ago, where we were like, what is Lucas going to do next? And everyone thought that he was going to do modeling.
That's what the poll said, right? The official Idol Talk poll.
Because we thought he was done with music. He was kicked out of NCT. But according to the documentaries, which I've only watched one, there are two 20-minute documentaries. So I only watched the first one. And he's going to be an artist. He's in the video practicing dance and singing. So he's going to come back as a soloist? I don't
know. I'm so intrigued.
Maybe they reveal it in part two, what he's actually going to be doing. But yeah, TLDR for people that don't want to watch this 20-minute video, at least the first one. The first one is really sad.
Like about what he's been going through? Or like, why is it sad?
What he's been going through mentally and what he has been up to for the past 3 years. At one point, he says that he was in his room, probably directly after the start of his hiatus. He was in his room for 6 months, didn't come out. He was so depressed that he wasn't eating. His hair was falling out.
Well, now he has very long and luscious hair.
But I think he's better now, obviously, because it's been some time. But yeah, he was having a rough go at it.
Okay.
The dungeon changes you.
It humbles people.
When I saw that SM, it wasn't that Lucas posted photos. It's that SM posted photos of Lucas. And I was like, wait, what's going on here? I thought that he was also kicked out of the company. So I don't know. I'm interested to see what happens from here with our star visual here.
Yeah, I'll keep y'all updated.
Okay, and maybe we'll have a podcast about that one. That one's interesting. Okay, hello, Gabe.
Hello, I'm back. And I just wanted to take a moment to share some bad news. Tribe, the girl group, their producer passed away at age 40. This was like 2 weeks ago.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so February 23rd, their producer passed away, and then it was like in question whether the girl group would promote their upcoming comeback, and then they ended up doing it. So they're pushing through, but
is he like a main producer? Like, why?
Yeah, I think he was like the producer for this group.
Oh,
yeah, and he's produced other songs like Tiara's Roly Poly, A Pink, No No No, EXID,
there's some big ones in there.
Up and Down, and DDD. And he also produced Momoland's Boom Boom.
He had a very good K-pop life.
He was very lucrative.
Lucrative, yeah. Very successful.
Very successful.
His hits. Yeah. Okay, well, some bad news here, but we hope everything goes well with Tribe's future here. Okay, thank you to our listeners for tuning into this episode. We thank you to our listeners for their patience as we come back from a mini break. Just a lot going on in life. So we're excited to be back with an episode of K-Bops, and Gabe's going to kick us off this time.
All right. So February overall, I will say, was a little slow on the K-pop front for me, but Twice did come back, and you know I always love a good Twice comeback. And this time, it's their title track off their latest mini album called One Spark.
Ours, burning, burning, burning.
So OneSpark was released with their EP on February 23rd. The EP is called With Youth and it's spelled YOU-TH, and the YOU is like capitalized, so it's like with you and with youth. The song is kind of, I would describe it as like a melancholic, sentimental dance pop track. They kind of did a little bit more of like the sparkle concept that we saw from like Feel Special, if you remember that. There was like a lot of chandeliers and like crystals and lights. They were all wearing like sparkly clothing. So, yeah, very similar in like visuals to that. But I think musically, it's not really like anything they've done, I think, in recent memory. I think the closest thing that I can think of would be maybe Moonlight Sunrise, but even that's like still pretty different from this track. The song itself is kind of, I interpreted it as it's about the timelessness of Twice and how they're kind of reflecting on their whole career and saying like they're gonna keep on shining and, you know, burning and being like the stars they are forever. And even in the music video, there's like an elevator with like the little floor thing above the elevator that like shows where the elevator's at. And it starts with the debut date of Twice, and then it flips to like the current date, and then it flips again and says timeless. So I think they were really trying to kind of, you know, convey that message, especially right after their contract renewal with JYP, that they're here for the long game, that they're sticking around.
I thought that it was good. I would say that it's not the best Twice song. Like, when I think of a Twice song, I think of a more bright song. And although this song is called Spark, which is bright, it's not like bubbly. It's not like Twice bubbly. So, and it didn't have point choreography. I think it tried to have point choreography, but it wasn't like hitting, like Feel Special or, you know, any other like top Twice song. So I would say that this in my book was like a B track that they used as a title. You know what I mean?
Oh, like a B-side track that they needed a
B-side.
title for. Yeah. I thought you were grading it a B, which could have
No,
been
sorry.
two.
Yeah, but overall I thought it was good. I like that Jonghyun was back and she's doing choreography. I know she's been back for some time, but it like she was on hiatus for so long. So every time I see her, it's like I'm glad she's back
And
because
Mina
she
too.
yeah, and Mina.
Yeah, I also thought it was kind of a mid song, honestly. Like it was like I understood what they were going for and it conveyed that kind of sentiment and that message, but it's not
Yeah.
what we kind of are used to with Twice.
It almost
Yeah.
seems like a filler title to just like
Be in
something
there,
that
yeah.
keeps them pumping out content and music, but not necessarily like the hit of the year.
Yeah, and for them it's going to be hard to have a big hit these days because the standard for them is just already so high. So I feel
Right.
like it almost works to their disadvantage that they're so successful that like when they don't pump out the best thing ever, it's going to make it just a little bit, it's going to make it seem like it's just a little bit less because they've already been so good. I also thought that it was like a fine release, but it didn't really stand out to me. I also really like the nostalgic reflection feel that the music video and song had. They could really do anything at this point, and no one's going to say anything about them because they're
Right.
Twice. So at the end of the day, like they could do whatever they want, and they're still, I've been seeing so many ads about their world tour. Like I know that they're going to do Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, which is really awesome. So good for them. I do have a question that I want to pose, though. I feel like my look at the Korean charts have noted that this song literally had no buzz, like close to no buzz, which I'm curious about because it's still like very upbeat. It's still very fun. So I'm like curious as to why like no one's really like grasping onto it.
Not like in the same sound as what is popular right now, you know?
What is trending on the Circle chart right now?
IU, all the old songs from late 2023.
New
K,
jeans.
yeah, New Jeans is probably still up there. Oh, G Idol, Rise, TWS, aespa,
Perfect
like
Night, Le
Perfect Night, Le
Sserafim.
Sserafim, yeah.
See, these are bops.
So what you're saying is that this isn't just strong enough to be a bop.
Right. Even Maniac by VBeez is still 18, you know? Like, Get a Guitar,
Oh
Rise,
wow. They're
22.
doing well. I'm telling you, it's popping off. Everyone's doing
See,
the challenge.
these are bops. Hype Boy is still on here, number 31. So if your song is not a bop, it's not even gonna make the chart at this point, you know, regardless of who you
Because they're
are.
such strong contenders.
Right.
Yeah, like I feel like the days of like if you're just a really big group and you release something and it just automatic like you can't just automatically
Yeah.
get on the top of the charts without it being good anymore. Like you actually have to be good and popular. You can't just be
And I
popular.
think also you can be
Yeah.
a small group and have a good song and you can shoot up. So.
Quality is very important now, apparently.
Yes, I
Not
agree
that it
with
was
that.
unimportant before, it's just I think it's more important
Thank you for clarifying that. Thank you for clarifying that. So, yeah, I'm interested to see like what Twice has in store for us this year. Was this just like a, oh, we're going on tour, so we have to release something new? Because like, oh, I don't know if they needed to do that. I saw that they were having like a couple of shows. See, fifth.
Yeah, they are. They already had one in Anaheim or something. I honestly think this is just, I mean, I feel like the twice, the onces are going to come for us, but this is just like twice is going to make money regardless of
Yeah. Yeah.
what they put out. So this is just like just something to put out just to collect the coin.
If you go on tour, like you can't go on tour with the exact
Oh, Saturday, March
venue.
16th, they're gonna be in Vegas.
Yeah, so they're on tour currently.
So maybe they just really, but it looks like that's like the only stop that they have in the US.
I think they already did their LA ones.
Yeah,
Like
they did.
they've
They did a
passed.
couple of them. Yeah. I think they were at SoFi, actually. So I think at this point they're just doing them. So I commend them for it. Any other thoughts about Twice?
I will
Oh yeah,
say in
go
the
ahead.
music video, there was a really funny moment where like Dahyun, like there's a cut, there's like a scene where it's just Dahyun is just like in the it's just her face is the shoot. And she just says, baby, and that's it.
That's fine.
Random.
Yeah.
Okay, with that, we'll go ahead and transition from Twice, TWICE, to TWS, which is my recommendation for this episode. It's going to be TWS's plot twist.
만남은 너무 어려워 계획대로 되는 게 없어서 첫 만남은 너무 어려워 내 이름은 바라
TWS is a new group, so have we covered a debut yet this year? I don't think so. So this is the debut of Fletus's new boy group, and they debuted in January, so a little while ago. And this is Fletus's first group since 17, which is many, many years down the line now. They made their debut in late January with the mini album Sparkling Blue, and their title track was called Plot Twist. I think something interesting about these new-ish boy groups that are coming up is that at least TWS and the more recent one that we've been talking about, which is Rise, is that they're not doing crazy things. Like they're not having like a harsh sound.
Not doing like race car concept.
They're not doing race car concept. They're not doing fire gymnastics, rap, hardcore stuff. TWS has been described as a group that is going for like a boyhood pop concept,
Love that.
which we've definitely seen before, but it's like a little bit refreshing because we still don't see it like a lot, a lot. Like we're used to seeing the motorcycles and the yelling and screaming
And
and
the
the
fire.
dance, yeah, the fire and like the dance crew like
Like
stuff.
the backflips.
Yeah, all of that impressive stuff to the eyes. But I think that this title track plot twist is a very bright, happy schoolboy concept. I think it's really good and perfect for their age. They're not going to be able to do it forever. It's good for their stage and their career, which, well, they just started. So a lot of the stages and a lot of the music video scenes are them dressed in uniforms. And a lot of it is set in the school, which has such like a rich history in Korea, or rich like embeddedness in their culture. Like this idea of like, oh, they're just always walking around in their school uniforms. The music video kind of depicts a lot of these like members. Like they're like getting ready, they're like getting out of bed, they're like brushing their teeth. And it's called plot twist because they're like getting ready for something, and it's not usually it's not something that they're expecting is going to happen. So for example, this person gets ready to go to school, he walks to school. He thinks he's walking to his classroom and it's like a class full of girls. Like he walks into the wrong class or the wrong school and it's like kind of surprising to him. He's like, oh shit, oops. So the song overall describes the idea of first meetings in the context of friends or relationships. So it's like the nervousness that comes along with it, the butterflies that come along with it. And in the music video, the whole like almost 3 minute video is about checking off like three to-dos. The first to do is when you're first meeting with someone, you gotta say hi. You gotta remember to say hi, everyone. The second thing
Oh.
is to strike up a good conversation. And then the third thing is to make a good impression. So it's like throughout the video, they do, okay, I did this. Oh, and then I did that. And then I did that. Okay, I'm good.
Oh, so simple being young, just the three things that are important when meeting someone, just it's
You
so
gotta make it, yeah.
simple.
It is good,
That's
yeah.
why I love young concept because it's not overly complicated.
It's not
It's
supposed to
just
be. You're not thinking about these crazy things when you're like
right.
17, 18, 19, 20. I thought that the song was really good. I thought that, there was a lot of like interesting pop rock in it that made it really fun. I thought it was really consumable and refreshing. You can easily kind of play it again. And then I really liked the choreo because the point there's a point choreo. We really like point choreo here. They like go like this and they go ba ba ba. I just like really like that part. It's like in the chorus. And there's been a lot of challenges that I saw. And I think the song is doing incredibly well because after it came out in January and it was like the number two song for like the last almost month and a half, like month now. Like only second
Yeah.
to IU and like BB.
It's currently three on the circle chart.
And like no one even knew them before all of this. Like they had no name. But what was different is that now Pledis is really huge. So that's also something that needs to be said. And they're doing all the challenges with the 17 members, let's just say.
Of course.
Hey, once you build your company and your empire, you better use it. That's all I'm saying. So I don't know. What'd you
Yeah.
all think?
This debut is really giving TXT when
Oh,
they
yeah,
first
crown.
debuted. Because TXT, they came out with like young, youthful concepts. And then right after, this was prior to Big Hit becoming HYBE, they were doing Big Hit family photos. BTS was over there like supporting TXT and all their stuff. And I kind of see similar things happening here with Seventeen and TWS. And that's kind of how TXT, really got a name for themselves at first. They had a lot of help from BTS, and it seems as though TWS is getting a lot of help from Seventeen. I will say that they are very talented. It's not like they're riding the talent of Seventeen, but to some extent they are, but they are talented by themselves. The notes that I have are they're all good looking, they all can sing, and they all look so tall. Like they just have like long, tall bodies.
Slender,
Which
tall bodies.
slender, tall bodies. The one thing I didn't like about the song is so the chorus is kind of two part.
Yeah.
It's them singing and then a me like an instrumental of the top line melody, and I don't like that at all. When it's just like basically the same exact thing twice. I also don't like when the top line instrumental is exactly the same as the melody, like the vocal melody. I don't know. That alone would make me skip the song. But other than that, like I really like the concept. I really like everything else in the song, the choreo, the singing, the boys,
The boys.
except that part in the second half of the chorus.
Yeah, I really like the song too. It's the concept is super refreshing. And I feel like even now as an adult meeting like new people, it's still like so applicable, right?
Like who doesn't have the butterflies when they meet someone for the first, not butterflies, but like who doesn't have like a little bit of like
Nervous
nervousness?
energy,
Yeah,
yeah.
nervous energy. I'm terrible first impression, y'all.
Even now, when I meet new people, it's still like you never are good
Yeah,
at
it's
it.
still awk.
Yeah, it's still kind of weird. It's just relatable content that you can carry with you for your whole life, basically. So,
It's true. It is really easy to get comfortable and like,
relatable.
yes, and those are good reminders.
I think they're off to a strong start. I mean, we'll see. Maybe this will be like Rise versus TWS as the next two big hitters for the next generation. So we'll see. Maybe they will be the leaders. I don't know, but I'm
Yeah.
curious. And I think TWS in this case is off to a really great start. Will they do this again in their next comeback? Who knows? Maybe they'll go for
Hopefully.
some. Yeah, hopefully. Okay, Ashley, finish us off here.
Okay. My song recommendation is an old song, but it's new to me, and it's Day and Night featuring Jay Park by Lee Yonggi.
So baby, baby, just hold on. I can be your lawyer, girl. 사람 다 부질없어. 도망가줘 내게 some money way.
Lee Yonggi is, she was born in September 2002, which makes her 22 years old, and she's a rapper. She's best known as the winner of the third season of High School Rapper and the winner of the 11th season of Show Me the Money. So she's competed on two rapping, like hip hop shows. She signed with the company Mainstream after going on High School Rapper. Show Me the Money, they're no longer airing. The last season aired in 2022, which is the season that she was on. And again, she was the winner of that. That's kind of where she really took off. She's been a singer for, or like a rapper for some time prior to Show Me the Money. And she does have songs that charted prior to going on that TV show, but like her highest charting song was one that she performed on Show Me the Money in 2022.
If you're not counting
So,
BSS, right? If you're not
no,
counting
I'm no.
that one, yeah.
Yeah, so she doesn't have a lot of discography. I don't even think she has an album. Most of the songs, including the one that I'm recommending, is like a non-album single. She doesn't have a lot of solo songs. And then on top of that, she has a lot of collaborations. And in recent history, that's kind of what she's most known for. Like last year, she collaborated with BSS, the subunit from 17. And then she also collaborated on the song Smoke, which was that big viral song from Street Woman Fighter 2. And both those songs, Fighting and Smoke, were like top five on the Korean Circle chart. But the song that she last came out with a single in, I think, 2022. And no, 20, yeah. Yeah, no, 2022 is when she last came out with a single by herself. Her most recent stuff has been with collaborations or as a featured artist, which is crazy because, like, at I think it was the Melon Music Awards last year, she was nominated as Best Solo Female Artist, even though she didn't release anything. Like, she just was collaborating on people's stuff. That's it about her since we haven't covered her before. The song Day and Night, again featuring Jay Park, it was released in 2021 prior to her going on Show Me the Money and like catching her big break. This song peaked at 56 on the Korean Circle chart. So it did like it was like moderately successful in its own right. And the song is about kind of a toxic relationship. She likes someone, but she wants to love this person, but she's afraid of commitment. And at the end of the song, she's just like, leave me. Like, you just need to go away. Like, never talk to me again, because that's how we can break this toxic cycle of like me wanting to be with you, but not wanting to be with you. And the song, the title Day and Night, is just about the thoughts that she has for this dude, constantly thinking about him day and night. I discovered this song on the Spotify playlist Trend Chill, which is a K-R&B slash hip hop playlist that is curated by Spotify, which is why it's like so old. Like, I didn't like go seeking out this girl looking for her music. And yeah, I really like it. It's really chill. It's a little upbeat and funky. It has a funky bass line. And after I listened to this song, I listened to some more of her individual music and some of her collaborations. And I was surprised to find that she sings a lot. Like, despite being a rapper, she sings on a lot of her music, which kind of reminds me of, Drake or like Doja Cat. Those type of people that are initially like they're actually rappers, but they also sing a lot. What did you guys think?
I thought that the song was a vibe. I actually had no, I don't know anything about her. Now I'm seeing more of her after her big year last year. But prior to that, I didn't know that she had produced work because I hadn't watched Show Me the Money and I don't watch a lot of rap shows. So maybe she was on a show with Mark, which is why they know each other. Wasn't Mark
So she,
on the high school rap show?
I think so. Last year was kind of big for her too because she has a YouTube show, which the name is escaping me right now, but she has a pretty successful YouTube web talk show called Not Much Prepared, where she's just kind of being silly.
It's just like
And a
drinks
lot.
with like idols and stuff, right?
Yeah, she drinks with idols. There's a. She has some pretty big idols on
Yeah, like she kind of
show
is
too.
like, I feel like she's kind of like a Jessie now.
Yeah, and that's like a perfect
Market for
like
her. Yeah.
right, perfect market for her and perfect. She's very similar to Jessie, where they both have big personalities. They're both technically rappers, but they sing.
Yeah.
I
So,
did
I
not
mean, go
realize she
ahead.
was 22 years old. I thought she was like 29.
Yeah,
Wait,
she
sorry,
does
she's
give off.
22?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was born 2002. She does give off mature energy. Maybe it's the deepness of her voice and maybe how chaotic she is. What is the drinking age in Korea?
I think
Because
it's
it's
like
young. Yeah, I think
19,
it's young.
18.
Okay, because she just turned 21 last year. She turned 22 in September of last year. So she's been drinking for some time now.
She's had her experience.
Yeah, I thought the song was okay. I mean, I knew from the beginning R&B is not my lane, so it's fine. But I did notice. Well, it helps that you said she was a rapper because I didn't realize she was a rapper. I was like, oh, her vocal range is like really, really small. Like I feel like she, in the song she was singing like the same three notes for the entire time. But now it makes sense because she's a rapper.
Yeah. All the songs that I've listened to, she mainly sings and only raps sometimes, it seems. Like the song that I most recognize her from rapping is BSS Fighting. So she has a big future ahead of her, especially in YouTube. She's had some big people on her show, like Jin from BTS. I think she had
Yeah, she has so many big people.
Jisoo,
Yeah.
Blackpink. She's doing things there.
Right.
We'll
I
see. I
wonder how
mean,
she even pulls those people. Like, how do you convince Jisoo to just show up to your random YouTube
I think it's
channel?
because she's like really big.
I'm trying to see how many subscribers she has on YouTube, but I can't quickly find it. Anyway.
Well, I think that she's doing a great job. She is clearly destined for more than even what she has right now. I think people are loving her. Didn't she win like best female? Yeah, you were mentioning that she won best female artist like last year, right?
She didn't win, but she was nominated
Oh, she was nominated.
despite not releasing anything.
That's
Like
like
solo.
BTS level kind of
BTS level
stuff.
domination.
Yeah.
Yeah, so her YouTube channel has 3.4 million subscribers,
Oh my gosh.
and at least the video that she has pinned on her page has 12 million views. So she's popping off.
That's like more YouTube views than a small to medium-sized group gets on a music video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's doing great, and hopefully she releases like maybe a mini album. That'd be exciting. I don't know if she's into that though. Okay, thank you to all of our recommendations this time. We always get a little bit of something when we do K-bopses, and that's what makes it so exciting. Thank you to our listeners for tuning into this episode. We are on Instagram at Idol Talk Pod. Please rate, review, and subscribe to us on all of our major podcast directories and streaming platforms. If you have any feedback or content requests, please email us at idletalkpod@gmail.com. We also have our content directory, idletalkpod.uwu.ai, where you'll see previous episodes categorized, including playlists, song recommendations, concert and K-drama reviews, as well as information about us. And it can be found in the description of our episodes here. And in the spirit of reporting back on Lucas's poll, we're gonna post another question this time. We'll think of a good one so that we could kind of project into the future like we did last time. All right, so please participate in that poll when it comes out. All
Yeah.
right, thank you to our listeners. We'll see you all next episode. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.